This is the Richard Eade Show, the voice of Santa Fe on KTRC, Santa Fe's news talk leader.
Mama, 35 minutes after 1 o'clock, 56 degrees here in Santa Fe. High today around 61. Nice day today. Overnight tonight, still pretty warm, 41 overnight. Tomorrow, high of 49 with an 80% chance of showers. Hope so. 80% chance of rain on Thursday. Hope so. High of 42, chance of snow on Friday. Really hope so. Also, 42 degrees. Could be traveling problems. 40 east. I-25 north and south, especially Raton Pass up into Colorado. And areas like Chama should get maybe a half a foot, and Red River could get a foot of snow. So be careful. Know what's in front of you. All right, yesterday we talked to two gentlemen. We talked to Jay and John yesterday about this event. It is Nuke Watch, Nuclear Watch New Mexico, having a workshop this evening at City of Mud, which is the exact address. Let me get it here real quickly. Here is the 1114 Hickok Street, City of Mud, right across the street from Tune Up Cafe, talking about the pits and LANL and all things nuclear. So it will be John Lipsky, who joined us yesterday, Jay Coughlin, who joined us yesterday, Scott Kovac, who has not joined us and will not, but and Mary Lee Kelly, who joins us now, Executive Director of Tri-Valley Cares, near Livermore, California. Mary Lee, thanks for the afternoon, for the chat today and for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.
Tell us about yourself. What is your work? What is Tri-Valley Cares?
Tri-Valley Cares is a Livermore-based organization. It was founded in 1983, so about 36 years ago. I'm a co-founder, and I've been its executive director since then. We started with a handful, and we now have about 6,100 members.
Wow.
We've always had members since our founding, scientists, engineers, and others who worked at the Livermore Lab, and a really broad cross-section of the community. We monitor the weapons work at Livermore and more broadly in the whole nuclear weapons complex. And your listeners may know that there are two places in the United States that design every single warhead in the stockpile, and that's Los Alamos here in New Mexico and Livermore, where I am in the Bay Area in Northern California.
Now, is this to do oversight? Is this, you know, to call out things that are unsafe or the research that's being done either in California or in New Mexico? You're talking about people who are members, and I'm floored by over 6,000 members to Tri-Valley Cares who are or former employees of Lawrence Livermore. Is that correct?
Some are.
It's
a broad cross-section of the community. So
okay.
There's 4-H club leaders,
well,
poets,
that, yeah.
students. But also scientists and engineers who work at or used to work at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory or Sandia Livermore, which is right across the street from Lawrence Livermore in my hometown.
So, Mary Lee, do any of them, any of these former scientists, do any of them say the work we're doing, the work I was doing, was unsafe?
Yes.
Really?
It's called personal journey that some of them go on. Many of them did research early in their careers and tried to sound the alarm, did analytical reports showing some of the dangers. Others just kind of went along with the program, and as they got older and wiser, began to question certain things. They're a very valuable part of Tri-Valley Cares, helping to inform our work, helping to make sure that what we're saying and doing is scientific and technically credible, as well as politically important.
All right, let me ask you the same question I asked John and Jay yesterday. What is the ultimate goal of what Tri-Valley Cares is doing, what you're doing here in Santa Fe as part of this this workshop tonight? Is it the banning? Is it the dismantling? Is it the eradication of nuclear weapons, nuclear energy? What is it you would ultimately like to see?
I describe Tri-Valley Cares as a Livermore Lab and nuclear weapons watchdog organization. We start with research. We start with public education. It's our fundamental belief that people who are affected by a project, and where that's nuclear weapons, that's all of us, have a right to participate in decision-making. And Livermore Lab and the other sites try to keep everything either entirely secret or too hyper-technical. And we try to empower people to participate democratically in decision-making. Okay. Our goal overall is to move toward global nuclear disarmament. It must be global, but the United States must do its part. So we analyze specific programs. There are some programs at the lab that we support, some programs on which we're neutral, and other programs where we see they're actually harmful to our safety, our security. They're actually provocative. They could provoke a nuclear exchange either on purpose or by, you know, miscalculation or accident. And those programs we try to modify or prevent.
Can't you just picture Rick Perry standing there when something like that goes wrong and looking at the camera and going, oops?
Well, Rick left because he was implicated in the Ukraine scandal.
He's a three amigo.
Exactly. but yes.
Oops.
And you just described very simply what some of the difficult internal process is for some of the weapons designers, and why, as they near retirement and after their retirement, they're very interested in helping Tri-Valley Cares promote more transparency. Obviously, nuclear weapon design secrets need to be kept very classified.
Yeah.
But a whole lot of what's kept secret is being kept secret from we the people, because it's about the impact that these programs have on us in terms of releases, spills, leaks, etc.
All right, our guest is Mary Leah Kelly. She'll be part of the workshop this evening. The City of Mud starts at 6 o'clock, 6 to 8 this evening. It is entirely free. You're welcome to attend 1114 Hickok across the street from Tune Up with John Lipitsky, former FBI agent. He'll be a big part of that. He was part of the raid on Rocky Flats back in 1989. Jay Coughlin, Executive Director, Nuclear Watch. Mary Leah Kelly, our guest executive director, Tri-Valley Cares out in Livermore, and Scott Kovac, Nuclear Watch New Mexico, on LANL cleanup issues. Mary Leah, yesterday Jay said that LANL is a rich environment for oversight and watchdogging. Is Livermore the same? I mean, LANL is way over there. It's up by itself. It's up on a hill. Yeah, it's upwind from Santa Fe. But Livermore, Lawrence Livermore, is right in the middle, right smack in the middle of a very populated area.
Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory is right there in Livermore. There are more than 80,000 residents. In the San Francisco Bay Area, there are more than 8 million people within a 50-mile radius. And it's actually a special study zone because earthquake faults are just right there. And, you know, so it's a ripe environment, absolutely, for oversight. Tonight I'm going to be talking particularly about a new nuclear weapons program at Livermore Lab that is actually the driver for this whole plan to expand plutonium pit production at Livermore and to expand plutonium pit production at Los Alamos
right.
Lab and to ramp up and start plutonium pit production at an entirely new
facility. So is this a bigger bomb, a more tactical bomb? What is it? What do you know? Or what can you share?
yes. It its designation is the W87-1, but I promise your listeners don't have to memorize it. The most important thing to know about it is that it is a fully new warhead. Since the United States ended this full-scale underground testing of bombs in Nevada, it has refurbished them. It has done life extension programs on them.
Right.
This is a departure from that in the design of something that is actually new. So this new warhead design will require a new plutonium pit that has a slightly different shape and different characteristics.
Okay.
It's different than any pit that's in the United States nuclear weapons stockpile.
Do we know the yield of the 87-1?
It will have a variable yield the way it's being designed right now. They haven't published what those parameters are, but it will have what they call dial a yield so that you can change the yield depending on what you want to do.
Trippy.
Which, yes, makes it more militarily usable. I think a point also I want to make is that, so this pit has never been explosively tested, obviously. You
right.
blow up a plutonium pit, that's a bomb. And it's being put into a warhead that's going to have other novel design features. The Government Accountability Office has a report showing 126 distinct technologies that are being pursued for this new warhead, and a number of them out of a technical readiness level of 9, which is what you're supposed to have before you put anything into a weapon. They have a lot of these that are a technical readiness level of 1 or 2. So you know, what could go wrong?
No.
This new warhead with all these new features and these new pits, this has never been explosively tested in its planned configuration. And weapons designers from Livermore and others have stated that this warhead will introduce scientific uncertainty into the U.S. nuclear weapons stockpile. So we may be confronted by an unacceptable choice, either A, put a weapon into the stockpile that's less reliable than the design it replaces, or B, resume underground nuclear explosive testing at some yield in Nevada, which will then trigger all of the dangers of the original Cold War and the original nuclear arms race. So we're slip-sliding down a slope in a new nuclear arms race. The difference between now and the first one, which I lived through, is that nobody's talking about it. The fact that it's underneath the radar actually makes it more dangerous because there isn't any democratic participation in decision-making. Like, should we develop a fully new nuclear warhead rather than refurbish the warheads we have to extend their life?
So that's part of the conversation tonight. Show up, ask questions, get informed, get educated. Once again, 6 to 8 this evening at City Mud, 1114 Hickok, across the street from TuneUp, part of Nuke Watch New Mexico. NukeWatch.org is the website. And once again, entirely free. And our guest will be one of the speakers, Mary Lee Kelly from California and the Livermore area in the Bay Area. Mary Lee, thank you very much for your expertise and for doing what you're doing.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely.
It should be a great night, and we're hoping to have a really robust question and answer, you know, after all the presentations. So it's a really good time for those who are already, very knowledgeable about nuclear weapons, but also those who are just interested. Please come.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
49 minutes after 1 o'clock. Anything on your mind you want to talk about tonight? 424-1260-505.